the culmination of a lot of work over a long period of time. And I know the leadership of Dr. Sean Duffy has been instrumental, and he has a very strong team around him, and Kieran O'Hanrahan as well. And obviously at local level, the likes of Paul Hannigan and John Andy Boner have been working very, very, very closely with the previous Minister Mary Mitchell O'Connor and now with Minister Harris. And yes, it's an historic day because we're going to have a university in the Northwest. It's going to be officially sanctioned this week, and we're going to be looking at official status starting at the beginning of next year. So this is really important for the students who have started out in the 21-22 term. They will be getting their university degrees at the end of their cycle.
The work being done by Paul Hannigan, by the other ITs, and indeed, as you said, by the overall organising committee, it's come together very quickly, and it's come together obviously very efficiently.
Yeah, it has, and I suppose at a political level, sometimes politicians, we get impatient with the process, but I remember speaking to Paul Hannigan a number of years ago, and he was very happy with the trajectory and what was happening between the three institutions, namely Sligo and GMIT. There's a very strong collaboration there. There's a very good spirit of cooperation, and the most important thing and welding these things together is there's a great degree of trust as well. So look, there's massive opportunities. It's a Northwest, West Coast university. We're going to be major drivers. We're going to have a presence in not just Letterkenny but also Killybegs, and I think our proximity to McGee University campus and Ulster University is going to be significant as well, because the whole thinking behind any type of research at the moment within the university sphere is collaboration. So we have that background, and also we have that tradition as well. So that's going to be helpful. It's going to be good for industry. We were on a call with IBEC a number of weeks ago, and one of the big things is skill shortage in the IT sector and the skills sector and robotics. So this is going to be a really, really timely intervention for our big demand for not just multinational companies, but also small SMEs who need this talented pool.